WV Uncommon Place. This podcast is a variety podcast that houses numerous series to cover mental health, empowerment, podcast framework, and various intimate theories to get to know the hosts. Along with occasional movies reviews and dives in pop culture with our event podcast episodes. The Uncommon Place digs into bringing guests on that stories don't fit the mold and are very different. WV stands for the Great State of West Virginia, and every quarter we cover something in West Virginia. Stacy and myself, JR, are your hosts, so please come along for this venture to our uncommon place.
Welcome to West Virginia Commonplace. This is JR. We've been doing this Y series, or I've been doing this Y series, based on video games that were pretty fun for me in some point in life. Two games in particular, Enter the Matrix and The Matrix Path of Neo. Both of these games had about, let's say, 2 years difference in between them. But you battled a bunch of hundreds of Agent Smiths and some never-before-seen settings and characters. Now, Enter the Matrix was very cool because you dealt with Will Smith's wife's character, Jada Pinkett's character, in that one. That one was pretty fun. And it had some other characters. Now, my thing here is these games were developed by Shiny Entertainment. So let's do the dip about Shiny Entertainment. Shiny Entertainment was a company that was founded by Dave Perry of Earthworm Jim fame. So in tying this into this episode, I'm going to speak a little bit about Earthworm Jim first. Earthworm Jim was not a big hit at first, but then it became a big hit. It even spawned a cartoon. By the time it came time for it to come out on the Nintendo 64 Earthworm Jim, when it went to 3D, it was done. The last time I touched Earthworm Jim, I had it on Xbox 360. I actually had it on my Windows phone. And no telling what happened to Dave Perry. I know he made a lot of money at the end of the day when he sold that company, and then he went on to do other things. But Shiny Entertainment, when it was involved in these games were made in a conjunction with Atari and Warner Brothers. Not knowing the strength of Atari at that time, which they were pretty, what's the best way to put it? Atari wasn't big. Atari wasn't what Atari was in the late 70s, early 80s. But still, Warner Brothers has these two titles, has these properties underneath them, and they have a strong publishing belt. They'd make Shadow of Mordor, quite a few other games that do well to a certain degree. But these two games were not backwards compatible to the Xbox 360. They were stuck in that realm of the original Xbox. So my problem with that is that a whole generation went on. Matrix came out a while ago, and then they made a new Matrix. No video game to go with it, no tie-ins to anything, because I guess licensed video games in this day and age today in 2023 are dead. If we do see a few games, it's probably a rarity, or it'll be a mobile game. Mobile games taking over for a lot of licensed games. So that's one thing that I will have to get over one day, but today I'm not going to get over it because these two games were fun. And it's a shame that you have to get an Xbox or some way to emulate those games, or get them on PC if you can find them. So my thing to Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers, the Wazowski brothers, are looking to make some more money. They're money hungry to a degree, I would say. They would license these games again, get the voice actors, get everybody you need to make these projects happen. That has been my major issue with all of these. Because, I mean, while I'm looking at the Enter of the Matrix and just remembering how it played, you know, those games were genius. Dolby surround sound in them. Now, I will say this of Path of Neo. Path of Neo, it had a new written script by the Wazowski brothers. It was high definition at the time. But the cool thing about it was that, like, these games, like, the sound, if you had a sound system back in the day, these games were amazing on there. They were a great part of what was right about the afterworld or the further portions of the Matrix. But just like everything, these things came to an end. So my thing is today, how do you get the license to these games? How do you get these games brought back up? Hard questions that we probably will never get answers to, and that's the sad thing. So I tell anybody in collection sense, Xbox games are a dime a dozen. You can find them anywhere. But these two, if you can get a hold of an original Xbox and you get a manufacturer way to make HDMI work on it, because there are ways to make it work, I would definitely get into a spot and make that happen. And this isn't a long episode. This one is fairly short because I just wanted to talk very quickly about it because these were just two games in particular, but they are part of the Y series because we're going to keep the Y series going. So Warner Brothers, Atari, you're wherever you are. Shiny Entertainment, you're whatever you are now. But Warner Brothers, you have the power. You can sit back and revive these games. Even if you don't want to do both, Path of Neo, take it. Let's get an HDMI version of it, and people will buy it and play it. Keanu Reeves is hot right now with the John Wick, the revival of Bill and Ted. He's been on a roll. Everything except Constantine. So, at the end of the day, my why is this. Why is it that we had so many licensed products or video games that were halfway decent? Some of them are trash ass. And I'll talk about them later when we talk about other things. But if you listen to why Activision, you understand why some games are trash ass. But some of these products could be revived. So anyway, I'm JR. This is West Virginia Complex. Really short episode, really short topic. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I will catch you next time.
Please follow WV Uncommonplace on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, where we have some great content, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hit up the merch store at onecommonplace.square.site. Join the email list from the website and rate, subscribe, and give feedback from your favorite podcatcher. And lastly, thanks for listening and tune into the next episode.